Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, the International Women's Day edition of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. We have a very special guest in studio tonight. They're going to be playing a live set to start off the show. In studio with us right now, we have Basic Instinct.
Mama Root Gal, which was pretty sweet.
Love
Mama
Root Gal.
Yeah. She's awesome. And she just won Shindig. She's pretty cool. And yeah, thanks, Ben, for having us.
Thank you.
It looks like there's some karaoke going on outside here. We're kind of harsh in their mellow, I think, a bit. So that was, the first song we played was a brand new song that we've never performed before. It's called Water.
That's not true.
Oh, have we played it?
The other time.
Oh. This next one is called Sleep. It's on our EP, or our, actually it's full length, isn't it? We did a full length Equinox album. It's on that. You can find it on Bandcamp.
Thank you.
date again, March 23rd? Sunday?
March 18th.
March 18th, sorry. So in 10 days, it's at Stylus Records. Groceries presents. It's going to be Rhyolite?
Yeah.
Rhyolite's first show, which is pretty cool. And
Red Circle.
And then also us. Who are some of the members from Rhyolite? Are they in some other bands or?
Yeah, it's Spike Girls.
Spike Girls.
And Penelope.
Penelope Parker recorded our records at Red Gate, and she's going to be performing. Yeah, so it's going to be Rhyolite, Red Circle, and us at Stylus Records Sunday, March 18th at 8 o'clock. Yeah. 5 to $10, pay what you can. Yeah. All right, so this one is called... Oh, top secret.
It's called Prey, but it can be spelled either way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
shortened instrumental version of it. Yeah. Is this for somebody, this song, or? This is for somebody, but. Yeah, and then we also have a tour coming up with Spike Girls, Johnny Ointment, and Divide and Dissolve. We're going to be playing it down in Washington. I never know where we're actually
Olympia,
going.
Okay, Port Townsend, Olympia, Eugene, Seattle.
Yeah, I never know where we're going. I just get in the
middle. 2x2x2x2 because we're all two pieces.
Yeah, all sweet two-piece bands.
Last year we did 2x2x2, and this year there's four two-pieces, so we're doing 2x2x2x2.
Yeah, Spike Girls is coming now, too, as well.
Slowest tune.
Okay, here we go.
Ready. for hanging out.
Thanks, Ben. Ben, you've been here for so long at this station. Like 20 years? About 20 years. Yeah, about that. That's pretty cool. I don't think I've ever been anywhere for 20 years. Karaoke's still going on out there too, right? Yeah, I know. We'll have to go to a song after this. Okay.
That was Basic Instinct, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. Please do not go anywhere. The band will be joining me in studio to chat very shortly. Once again, this is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell International Women's Day edition.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Queer Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourages students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
All right. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Uncedo, Musqueam Territory in Vancouver on International Women's Day. Welcome, Basic Instincts.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for coming in and playing a set. That sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
So yeah, first thing maybe I want to say is welcome to the show. How did the band got started? You've been in other projects, obviously, and various things.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I saw the karaoke coming in, it reminded me if it weren't for karaoke, we probably wouldn't be a band. So we were acquaintances. We kind of knew each other, just sort of through friends or, I guess, community. And then Joy had seen me sing karaoke, I guess. Anyways, Joy contacted me on Facebook one day and was like, hey, you want to jam? And we had, as far as I knew, we had never talked about music or playing or anything. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so random. Yeah. Like, I definitely want to say yes because it's a drummer and it's hard to find someone to jam with. And I'd been really wanting to start a project. And anyways, and so I said yes, but I was, like, racking my brain for, like, had we had some previous conversation about this. Anyways, I showed up with my guitar and Joy was like, oh, I didn't know you played guitar. And I was like, why'd you invite me to play? And she's like, well, I saw you sing karaoke.
I saw a few half years a song. It wasn't even a full song.
Yeah. What? Do you know what song?
I don't know. I feel like it was Alana Miles or something.
Could have. I never know.
Something. Yeah. It was pretty epic.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't know. But yeah. And then we just jammed that time. And then we were like, should we do this again? And then it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, but for the listeners out there, maybe some slightly confused, we could talk about karaoke because there is outside our studio, there is like a almost like a talent show karaoke situation going on where people are singing in front of a kind of an audience. I think it's finished now.
Yeah,
they were doing it, and it was various types. I don't know. It was kind of all over the place. Different songs. I heard some like Chinese songs, and I heard some like hits. Did you like where before going to go back to the karaoke thing? Like, where do you go to karaoke? Do you have a hot space you go to, or just?
Well, that was at the Astoria.
Yeah.
I don't know if Astoria still has a good karaoke night, but it's a pretty solid karaoke there, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a few years ago. Yeah, I think they still have it. I used to go to karaoke several times a week when I lived in Montreal. And then since moving to Vancouver, I'm often still looking for a good spot. So if anyone knows, I mean, sometimes we find things.
But. Do you have like a go-to song, or are you happy to try a different one just for the fun of it? Or
Carly's like, really good at karaoke.
Really good.
I love karaoke. Yeah. I don't do it as much as I used to. I've had many go-tos. My list, every time I'm at karaoke, someone sings a song. I'm like, oh, that's one of my favorites. It's silly because I've been into karaoke for a really long time. So there's many go-tos. It fluctuates. I liked doing Shakira last year a lot, but yeah, I don't know.
Is it just sort of like in the mood, or just you feel like whatever? Or do you play with the room, like, you know, if someone did one song, you feel like, oh, this is another song that goes with it.
Well, sometimes you can do something called a rock block, where you have like multiple people decide to sing songs by the same artist, and then you try to go up one after the other, so that all of a sudden there's like aqua rock block or something. I don't know. It's a weird example, but
I've never seen it. But I don't go to enough karaoke also, because no one want to hear me sing karaoke. And when I do pick songs, it's just stuff that I can't sing on purpose, because then I can claim that I can't. Those are really hard anyways. I can't really do them anyways. Going back to the band though, that was how long ago was that when you first started?
It was in the fall of 2016 is when we, summer of 2016 is when we started jamming, and we had our first show in that year.
Actually, no, it was actually last winter our first show.
I don't know. It's like those. Those people that are just like, remember when?
I think it was I think it was 2007.
I don't know. We've been a band for like a year and a half,
maybe.
Yeah.
What?
It's our second interview.
That was the summer we spent by the lake there, and you had your braces.
And it was pretty. You brought your guitar to what, like to the jam space.
Yeah, we.
Was it just start jamming right away, pretty quickly?
Well, I was actually trying to start a band with another drummer. We were going to do two drummers.
Oh, right.
And I thought it would be cool if Carly sang with two drummers, but then the drummer didn't show up, and then Carly showed up with a guitar. So we were like, we'd give it a go,
awesome,
and it worked.
Yeah.
And then we set up another rehearsal with the same drummer, and again, no show. So like, okay, I guess it's just us. But both of us really wanted to, or at least for me, I really wanted to have a duo. Duos are my favorite band formations, because they're just a lot easier, and you can explore, like you can take up more space with your instrument, like I like that, and also it's just easier to schedule, and you just have one person to work with, and
it's much easier to load than two drummers
and
anything basically.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought that far ahead.
Even just like two drum sets might be interesting.
That'd be a lot.
Yeah.
And a vocalist.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still kind of a cool
that would be cool. Well, that's you know, it's always something to think about. And so let's before we go too much further, there is you have shows coming up.
We have
a show on Sunday, March 18th. Joy mentioned it during our set, but it's just throwing it in there. Yeah. It's with Red Circle and Rhyolite, which is a brand new band. I'm so excited to see them. Actually, Kim, who does guest vocals on our song Roses, which on the first recording, I think it's like a 9 or 10 minute song, but we've shortened it, we've adjusted it. Anyways, but that is on Sunday at Stylus Records. And then we have, this tour coming up.
Yeah. So that's, when is that?
That's
spring break.
Starts on the 20th. I think we go down on the 23rd. a Friday.
Yeah.
The 23rd of Friday, and you go down just like, or just along the coast a little bit?
Just down just to the Washington peninsula, like to the Olympic Peninsula. So we're going to play in Port Townsend, and then down to Olympia, and then Eugene, and then up to Seattle, and then back to Vancouver.
Yeah. And have you done a tour before with this as this at this dual unit?
Yeah, we've done a couple little short tours. We went to the Kootenays, and we went down to, we played a show in Seattle, and did a couple dates.
Did we do the Kootenays? We did the Kootenays twice. I guess we did the little Kootenay tour last year, and then we played, that wasn't a tour, we played a festival in the Kootenays a separate time.
Yeah, we like doing little, short little tours.
Yeah, no, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's easy. Yeah. And are you touring with anyone on this trip, or is it just a bunch?
Oh, yeah. This one we're touring with Divide and Dissolve, who's my, like, good friends and also favorite band right now. And Johnny Ointment and also Spike Girls. So Johnny Ointment and Divine Dissolve are both in the States. Well, Divine Dissolve is actually from Australia.
Okay.
And the States. And then Spike Girls is from here.
Nice. And it's all the shows, all the same, all the more or less?
There's actually like other bands playing in some of the other cities, and we kind of break off from Spike Girls for a couple of those shows. It's sort of a blend of those bands, but for three of the shows, it's all four of those bands, including the Vancouver show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's awesome. That's nice. And yeah, so with this project, is this the, would you say it's like your main focus, or like how is this band in terms of like, I mean, you guys are going on a tour, many tour, not a lot. Some bands don't leave, you know.
Yeah.
Don't leave town a lot of the times.
Yeah, like, we're going pretty hard on this project.
That's good.
We spend a lot of, we've gotten to know each other a lot better. Because we really didn't know each other. Like, we just were jamming a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is my only music project right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, and Joy, we were saying that you said I was on CITR for, like, 20 years. I was.
Yeah.
And you've played on the show. I'm trying to remember.
I've been here with the People Versus and with Joyce Collingwood.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And those are only twice.
Yeah. But now thrice.
And that was at a different studio. That was at the old studio. Yeah. So I don't know. No, it's been and People Versus is a two piece.
Yeah. No, I love the two piece. The two piece is my favorite band formation. I'll say it again.
I have also always wanted to be in a two piece, so it worked out. Yeah, and person never showed up.
And two piece is also kind of perfect for touring, you think?
Yeah.
Right? It's like less, you know, just like boom, boom, two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can just grab all the door, all the thing. You don't have to worry about. How is the gear going to happen for the tour in the States, you think?
I'm like, how much do we. Well, we have to.
Or is it supposed to be like a hush hush kind
of? No, it's going to the. We are going to the States.
I'm sure we have the border isn't listening.
What's that?
The border guards are probably not listening.
Yeah, I hope not. We have some arrangements to be sharing some gear down there, and then a combination of maybe some gear from up here that we'll bring down in some clever ways.
Yeah. No. Fair.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. 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 It'll all work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. And are you promoting any records down there, or how's that? You have a cassette that came out sometime last year.
Yeah, we just put out our full-length cassette called Equinox. It was recorded by Penelope Parker at Redgate Studios.
I think we put it out maybe in September. Yeah. I think we did it around the Equinox. Yeah. We try to do things with the seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And great.
So we'll be bringing that one with us, and we're working on new stuff right now, basically. So
What kind of new things are you working on?
Oh, like new songs to record again in the fall, again around the time of Equinox of this year.
are those some of the songs you maybe played tonight, or are they brand new ones that you haven't?
Yeah, we played two new songs today. Yeah.
And other new songs, any new direction, any difference with the old ones a little bit, or?
Well, actually, yeah, with two of the new songs, there's, I think, like more, I don't know, maybe like linear vocals, like more vocals and like less guitar stuff because I'm still, you know, figuring out playing and singing at the same time. I find it complicated. Yeah, so some of the new songs have like simpler guitar parts, I guess.
Right.
And then I can focus more on like more words or songs, lyrics. But I don't know. We kind of just see where it goes.
They're kind of a little bit more streamlined. Like when we first started, we were putting lots of different parts and ideas into a song, and it feels like the new stuff is a little bit more just one concept, and then we kind of explore that a little bit more. It feels like that a little
bit. Yeah, maybe with some of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And how many songs are you working on, or any idea?
Well, we want to get together another full length, so we're just working towards that. Yeah, we're going to be writing all summer.
Yes.
Is it easy for you to write in the summer?
Oh, in the summer?
I don't know.
Have we ever done that?
I don't know. Well, the pressure's on. I don't know. I think it'll be fine.
Is the summer a relaxing time for you, or is it just the same, or is there more free time, less free time to write songs?
I don't think either of us are very good at relaxing.
No, not very good at it. But I was hoping actually we would be doing our writing in May and June. I guess is that summer? April, May.
Yeah, we got June.
Yeah, so you know.
How did you just lock yourself in the rehearsal room and come up with some songs, or is it already have some ideas and you're just fine tuning it?
Do you want to talk?
No, you go ahead.
We have a whole combination of ways we do it. Like often, I mean, I have in my phone and on my computer, I have like hundreds of different mini ideas. Like I'll just be walking down the street and then a song will come in my head and I have like do 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 like, and I have so many of those, and then I'll translate them onto guitar. And then I'll bring all these ideas to Joy. And sometimes we just won't use any, or sometimes we'll turn those into songs. But often, like the last two songs, I'm pretty sure we were just like messing around and a song just came. And then like that, actually the last one, I think we just like wrote in one, like it didn't take very, like it just kind of came out. And then we worked on it again next time. We were like, oh, we liked that idea. We always will record the ideas. We like when we feel like we're onto something, we'll record it, we'll listen to it, and then we'll like decide which parts we like. So
that sounds great. Yeah,
depends.
Yeah, so do you just have a little recorder and you just record it,
or just on our phone?
Just on our phone.
Yeah,
we trash a lot of ideas too. Like we sometimes we'll work on something for a while and then we're just like, well, not really feeling this. Yeah.
Or sometimes we'll take ideas from old songs. Like there's a few songs that we don't really play at shows anymore, but there's a few like notes in there that I'm like, just keep coming back to that note. So I might want to put it into our new song. And we're like, we can take from our own songs because they're our own songs.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. No, that's awesome. Also, before we go too much further, CITR Connection is Madeline, which is our program director at CITR. She's, program manager, program director, manages shows at CITR. She is one of your drum students.
She's awesome. Yeah,
I don't know when did she start it.
It's only been a couple of lessons.
Yeah,
but she's doing great, and she already kind of knew how to play drums a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's been really fun.
How I've never really played drums before. Does someone come with like an idea, like I want to play certain beats or songs, or is it how does it go? How do you go about teaching someone?
Well, if they're a brand new beginner and they don't know, like they've never played before, then you just like a little introduction to the drum kit, and then like how do you hold your sticks, and then some basic coordination stuff, and then you start working on building up a beat.
Right.
Yeah, and then you go from there, and then you just start adding more kick or put the snare in different places and try. I don't know.
Yeah, no, nice.
Yeah.
And you like teaching drums?
I love it. It's so much fun. I work at Rufus Drum Shop, and it's the dream team there. Everybody's amazing. Nice. Super cool. There's lots of really rad teachers, and it's just a really good spot.
Nice.
Joy has also developed a method for teaching pretty much babies how to play drums. Like with colors.
I like teaching little kids too.
Like how young can someone start learning to play or to play drums?
I teach as young as 3.
But are they actually, learning, or are they just bashing on things?
No, they're working on stuff and they're learning rhythms and they're learning how to hit the different drums. It's hard to get the full four-limbed coordination going because they can barely reach the kick pedal snare is over their head. But
like, is there like a, but like, there's like kids, drum kits, right? Like smaller drum kits for
yeah. But even on like a full size, even like a little We Will Rock You, you know, a little like floor, snare, boom, boom, chick, you know, like you can kind of get them going and stuff. And
who's your youngest student you have now or recently?
I taught an 18-month-year-old and I was like, okay, this is kind of pushing it.
So wait, did they bring them to the drum, like the drum shop and just be like, I won a lesson. Wow.
We gave it a go.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
It was
though.
Super fun. We didn't speak the same language. So that was like, because a lot of with little kids, it's like more like language based. Like you're kind of like, you know, you're like, I like cookies. or whatever. Chocolate chip cookies. Like you can like, I don't know. You can kind of like drum anything, right? So. Yeah.
Well,
chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Because I have a nephew, and the joke is that to my sister is that I'm going to get him a drum kit as soon as he can. You know, it's one of those things where, and then the house is, but then, you know, it's like get
it's like
the,
revenge.
Yeah, get like the loudest toy or whatever that a kid can have, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't think she cares anymore because it's like so loud anyway. So I don't think, it's like, you know, it's already crazy in the house.
Yeah.
So I don't think she cares anyway. So maybe like he's a... I think he's four or something, so it's almost totally. Cool. This is way, you know, way
bring him to joy. Like
bring him in.
He's behind.
Yeah, no, he's doing. Yeah, it's really good for your brain, like the coordination and the, you know, like it's your like left brain, right brain, all four limbs.
I'm super bad at. I can't do the, you know, like the classic rub your tummy and rub your.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, whatever that thing is.
Well, you should. I bet we could get you. Rocking out on something.
I would have to. I like cookies.
Ben likes cookies. Yeah.
That is perfect. So the Basic Instinct live on CITR, chatting about everything. On this program, we have a little game that we play with the bands that come on the program. We've been doing this for almost a year now.
I like games.
And you would think that I have this all loaded up, but no, I have not. It's a little quiz that we play called the Quiz from Hell, and I have, but it's not. It's the show has. It's not as harsh as you think.
Okay.
But there's a little theme song that we play before it, and then we'll come back and I'll describe
what happened,
what we do in this game. Ah.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
It's very classic, almost like a personality type of quiz. You know, like on the internet, you go on a BuzzFeed or whatever, you answer a bunch of questions, non-related, seemingly random questions, and then it answers the question, what kind of dog are you, or which character from Friends are you?
Cool.
It's one of those quizzes. And the way we play is I'm just pick the random one from the website, and you can answer but in turns or together. You can have a discussion or not. Or I don't know. It's anything you want to do. But there's a bunch of questions, and just answer them. And there are no right or wrong answers, but the result is binding, I guess.
Okay.
And you will be known as this. The quiz we're going to take today is just randomly picked it. And the quiz literally says, answer these random questions, and we will tell you what kind of pizza you are.
Hell yeah. Oh. Okay.
So it's a very classic quiz from created by Jasmine, which is a staff at BuzzFeed.com. So, answer these random questions, and we'll tell you what kind of pizza you are. Basic Instincts.
Okay.
Taking this quiz. Pick an Italian food that isn't pizza. There is spaghetti carbonara, lasagna, spaghetti bolognese, tortellini in tomato, gnocchi with pesto, and cantaloni.
Oh, we get to look at it.
Both get to do?
Well, you just have to pick one.
Maybe we should choose together so we can find out our...
I'm going for the lasagna.
Oh, I was
going
to go for the gnocchi.
Guys,
well, okay, we can choose our...
Yeah, okay, let's...
okay.
Yeah, let's just go with gnocchi.
Oh, but you want the lasagna.
My grandmother was Italian. She made really good pasta.
Okay, let's go for lasagna. Why don't we take...
Actually, why don't we do something totally different? I would also say that.
No.
Or that. Or that.
You went to all the ones I wouldn't
Basically, gnocchi was my last pick. Oh, I'm okay with gnocchi.
No,
like
let's
pesto.
Do lasagna. Let's do lasagna. Okay, we'll go with lasagna.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Gnocchi. Just kidding. Lasagna.
They all look delicious.
Lasagna was my second.
Is it a potato gnocchi or...
No.
It doesn't matter.
No, it says with pesto. Yeah, what is it? Yeah. Oh, it's the next question now.
I'm already down with lasagna.
Yeah, there's no going back now. It's been
chosen. Okay. I love lasagna.
I feel weird now.
No. I really love lasagna.
Just pretend you're on tour. It's a meal. You have to pick one type of lasagna.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Or, sorry, not one type of lasagna, one type of pasta. next question. This is maybe as a band. This is another thing you have to. What is your dominant personality trait? There is loyal, intelligent, creative, sensitive, ambitious, and rational. I don't know how you would. You can answer as a band or together or take turns. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll go as creative band. As a band. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Creative. Again, No, right. Oh, this is another food question.
Oh, good. I love
that. So imagine, so after you had your serving of lasagna, okay. What kind of dessert do you want? You want tiramisu, you want cheesecake, a sundae, a chocolate cake, crepes, or apple crumble?
I know what I want. I want to know how similar choices are.
I would go with any except for that one.
Okay. Based on what you said, I would go with cheesecake. Based on the pictures, I would totally go with like the sundae or the tiramisu, but I still want cheesecake.
The cheesecake?
Yeah. I'm lactose intolerant, but I want it.
I pretty much would have any except for the crepes, right. So I'm happy with any dessert.
So are we going cheesecake?
Yeah, let's do cheesecake.
But you didn't like the picture of the cheesecake?
No, I didn't look that great. Yeah, it looks kind of mediocre.
Fair enough. Which of these skills or talents do you most want? Which one of these skills or talents do you want? First one is learn an instrument. Be good at a sport. Speak multiple languages. Be an excellent cook. Be able to sew and make clothes. Or be an amazing singer.
I know which
one. Which one is your choice?
I'll point to you.
Okay.
I definitely want it to be that one.
Okay.
Oopsies. Oh no. I clicked it.
That's fine.
I didn't mean to. It was speak multiple languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. That's a handy skill to have.
Yeah. Would you do a song in a different language or?
As long as it's.
I'm in another band called ESL and we sing in five languages.
Of course you did. Yeah. Yes, sir.
But that's not.
I didn't know you sang in that many languages.
Well, yeah, there's Polish, French, Spanish, English, and German.
Cool.
Yeah.
And which picture would you most like to visit in real life? Doesn't really say where these places are, but maybe slightly describe the 6 pictures. Just for people out there on radio, maybe describe some of the ones that you find interesting.
Cityscape. There's a beach. There's like a kind of a castle. Yeah, that place looks cool. That looks like Norway or something. I like all of them except for that one, I think.
I would choose that that.
Yeah, let's go with the beach. We'll just
do the beach.
The beach is, can't go wrong with the beach.
Just in case you're joining us, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am in studio with Basic Instinct. And yeah, we're playing a little game called What Kind of Pizza Are You? Or something like that. in case you're wondering why we're talking about beaches and what else are we talking about? Speaking multiple languages. What do you normally do on your days off work? yeah, what do you do when you're off work? I don't know, errands, doing errands mostly, or seeing friends, going to the theater or cinema, staying in and relaxing, doing something outdoorsy, or going out for dinner or brunch. Errands, seeing friends, significant others, it says also here, going to the theater or the cinema, staying in and relaxing, doing something outside, outdoorsy, and going out for brunch or dinner.
Okay. Mine's such a combo that I'm like always running around doing a million errands while trying to see friends in between and while trying to go to nature.
Yeah.
Like literally.
You're like seeing friends while you're going for a walk and then you see another friend and go for brunch. I pretty much would do any of them except for the cinema or theater. I don't really do that very much.
Yeah,
yeah. What's the S-O mean?
Significant other, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, just all you can. Yeah. I'll just be shouting out.
Probably just mostly errands.
Yeah. I gotta say errands. I honestly
I feel like any time off, I'm just. Really into my to-do list. Perfect. I love to-do lists.
Before we go much further, what kind of pizza would you prefer? You think? You want to be? What would be the dream pizza that you the band wants to be considered?
The regular one.
Just cheese?
Well, no, there's that really good arugula
arugula.
Mushrooms, arugula. Mushrooms with the cream sauce?
Yeah, with the cream sauce. That's a really nice pizza.
I like that one a lot. I can't. Yeah, I do like that one. So, like, maybe a creamy. Wait, are you asking us? Is this one of the quiz questions?
No, are we coming
to the end of the quiz?
No, it's close to the end, but not exactly. But I'm just wondering, there's two more.
Probably just a pizza that doesn't have like a lot of processed meat slices on it.
Right.
I want mushrooms on it for sure. Yeah, mushrooms. Maybe some roasted garlic.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So the pizza you don't want is just one with tons of.
I don't know about potatoes.
The next question, you also have to describe it maybe, but I think it's pretty, there's a bunch of food, there's a table with a bunch of food, there's six pictures of foods on a table, you just have to pick a table of food.
Okay.
Oh.
I think it's like different, one of them, I see some dumplings,
I didn't even look at the other ones, my eyes went straight.
Is that sushi there?
My eyes went straight to that.
Like sushi and like a roast
sushi chicken. Maybe some dim sum,
maybe some Swiss Chalet.
Oh, that is dim sum. There's some croissants.
I hope no one's hungry listening to the show right now.
I'm pretty open to any. The only thing I don't really like is eggplant, but other than that, I'm pretty open to eating anything. Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Joy's letting me choose the dim sum.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I'm pretty open to where we're going for dinner.
I'm really bossy when it comes to food.
Are you?
Yes.
All right, this is the last one. This is the final one. This might decide on what kind of pizza you are. So choose wisely or not.
Oh, okay.
Which smell do you like the most?
Oh.
Petrol, like gas.
Oh, gas. Yeah.
Well, that does
that.
Smell nice.
Coffee.
Oh, that's good.
Or the smell of books.
Oh, I love the smell of books.
Or freshly cut grass. Oh. Or bacon. Or cinnamon.
Oh.
So there's petrol, like gas, coffee, books, grass.
Probably coffee.
Bacon or cinnamon.
Probably coffee. Yeah.
All right, coffee. Here we go. So,
what kind of pizza are we?
So it's all been tallied, and you know it's a quiz generated.
It has lots of meat slices on, doesn't it?
I can tell. I can already tell.
So you get along with everyone. You are super easy to talk to and get along with, and generally speaking, you don't like a lot of fuss. So you try and stay away from confrontation.
Yes.
You are quite independent. You got pepperoni.
Okay.
It's a classic.
But that
totally
is a classic.
Okay with that.
That's a pretty, and if you don't want pepperoni, you just pick it off.
So,
I like that quiz.
That's good. And this is how you play Quiz from Hell. Thank you.
We know ourselves a little better.
Yeah. And now, because it's binding, it means that the next pizza you order as a band will have to be a pepperoni pizza.
I'd get some tonight.
Thank you so much for coming in. Is there what's the best way to get a hold of you? What website or Facebook?
Yeah, we have Instagram, basic under slash instinct under slash duo. We have our Facebook, Basic Instinct Duo. You can check us out on Bandcamp, Basic Instinct Equinox. I don't know.
I can never, honestly, find ourselves. Like,
I think if you put Basic Instinct Vancouver, I think that shows.
For maybe. Bandcamp, I've saved it because whenever I search Basic Instinct Bandcamp, like,
right.
I just don't know how to, I'm really bad at the internet, but someone asked me recently if our band's name was Basic Instinct Duo, and I was like, no, right. It's just because Basic Instinct is taken. So it's just Basic Instinct.
Did you listen? Who is the one that got the original Basic Instinct site?
Oh, it's not a band.
There's no
band
that got
movie.
It, which is amazing. You would think that name would have been long gone, but
there's no Basic Instinct band.
Right.
It's just, I think,
the movie,
I think just because of the movie, someone else has that handle.
right. No, fair enough. Fair enough. And there is a show, just a reminder, on the 18th of March at Stylus Records. You are playing with Red Circle and Rhyolite? Rhyolite. Yep. And there's a show, I'm just looking at this, the website.
Oh,
here.
Yep.
Oh,
the
yeah.
website here. There is 27th at the Astoria with Divine and Dissolve, Join the Ointment and Spike Girls. And it says on April 20th, you're playing at the Esai Flea with the
420 show.
The 420 show with War Baby, of course.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And also, people can catch you on tour, various places. Although it's not listed here, but you probably don't want to be.
Yeah.
so figure it
Enter
out.
Enter quietly.
Yeah. So just check it out, or send you a message or something on the Facebook. You can probably figure that out. And the cassette you have out is it? Can you get it from your website? Can you get it from record stores? Or how do people get it?
You can get it at our show. We also just made T-shirts yesterday.
Oh yes. Yeah.
I
did see that.
Never had a shirt in a band before.
Who designed it? How did it?
Carly.
I learned
how to do all of the steps, which is amazing.
To use it's kind of a crappy online,
like a T-shirt
image, like Photoshop, but worse.
Yeah, all right.
My brother's a Photoshop whiz, and him and his boyfriend. I don't know if they're totally dating, but it seems like they are. But they helped me with Photoshop a little, and then I just but that was with a different thing, and then I just found an online version. But I'm gonna learn how to use Photoshop, because it seems to have a few more options than what I use. But I just kind of messed around, and then for a long time I just spent a lot of time messing around on the computer.
I saw the photo on Facebook. It looks great.
Cool.
Yeah, so they will be able to see some of that at the Stylus Record Show.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds great. Anything else you want to add?
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for coming in. And
we love CITR.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for coming in the rain and all this stuff. It's a lot of fun. More International Women's Day programming is coming up. Just so for the listeners out there, do not stay tuned. I don't know what do not go away. I don't know what to say. Stay tuned. And yes, Basic Instinct. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, until next time. Yeah, thanks.